Starting with his back against the Tower of London, Norwood spent 2 devoted years marching 280 miles north to York, repeatedly stretching and measuring a length of chain as he went, all the while making the most meticulous adjustments for the rise and fall of the land and the meanderings of the road. The final step was to measure the angle of the sun at York, at the same time of day and on the same day of the year, as he had made his first measurement in London. From this he reasoned he could determine the length of 1 degree of the earth's meridian, and thus calculate the distance around the world. It was an almost ludicrously ambitious undertaking. A mistake of the slightest fraction of a degree would throw the whole thing out by miles. But in fact, as Norwood proudly declaimed, he was accurate to within a scantling, or more precisely, to within about 600 yards. In metric terms, his figure worked out at 110.72 kilometres per degree of arc. In 1637, Norwood's masterwork of navigation, The Seaman's Practice, was published, and found an immediate following. It went through 17 editions, and was still in print 25 years after his death. Norwood returned to Bermuda with his family, becoming a successful planter, and devoting his leisure hours to his first love, trigonometry. He survived there for 38 years, and it would be pleasing to report that he passed this span in happiness and adulation. In fact, he didn't. On the crossing from England, his 2 young sons were placed in a cabin with the Reverend Nathaniel White, and somehow so successfully traumatized the young vicar that he devoted much of the rest of his career to persecuting Norwood in any small way he could think of.